Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And it.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I'm joined on the line by Professor Seamus O'Reilly, who's an oncologist at COH and the co-chair of Cork ARC and has been on The Opinion Line before. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to speak to you again.
Thank you.
That's a very stark figure, around 300,000 screenings delayed. Now, if even 10% of those came up with a positive result, that's an awful lot of cancer missed.
Yes. I mean, when this all started, there was concern that if you disrupted a service for 6 months, that you would see increased cancer deaths for a decade. And obviously, it's been disrupted for even longer than that, at least a year, possibly longer, when you take all of the delays, COVID and the cyber attack into account. So those women are now back into the screening programs and also colorectal cancer, which we screened for as well, has been similarly affected. So those programs are starting to ratchet up again. But we will lose the gains that we've made in cancer survival. The data from the European Cancer Organization has shown that. Year on year, we've had improvement in cancer outcomes for breast and colorectal cancer, which are the big cancers, and cervix cancer, which are the big cancers we screen for. And so we're going to lose some of the benefits with that. So the sooner the programs get back up and running, the better. And now we're seeing more COVID impact on our health service again, increasing number of people in intensive care units, increasing numbers in our community. Mm. And we're also seeing breakthrough in patients, in healthcare staff who have been vaccinated before. We were all vaccinated in January. So we're starting to see the impact of staff shortages again now, which we weren't before. And I would also say that this would apply in general practice as well. I mean, they have similar issues to us and are at least as vulnerable as we are because their staffing issues are much greater. I mean, for many of your listeners today, it's a question of, for some, it's a question of when they can get an appointment with their GP. But for many, it's a question of when they can get a GP. So we need, having our health system is fragile and having our workforce fragile it compounds that. So I would hope that they would look at vaccinating of healthcare workers, all healthcare workers, including general practice and general practice staff, as a priority, because I think, to deal with these backlogs and to have the service functioning and to try and reduce the suffering of the million people that are on waiting lists at the moment, we need a functioning, you need people to see patients. So, and the less affected we are by COVID, the better.
Do I take it, therefore, that you were disappointed, Professor, to hear from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, NIAC, that they were going to give the green light for vaccinating the over 60s, but they didn't talk at all about revaccinating healthcare workers with a third dose? You were disappointed with that, I take it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not a virologist, and I know that there are multiple layers in these decision makings, and there's a complexity with them. And age is our biggest vulnerability in terms of COVID. And many healthcare workers will be over 60 who are, who will be fall into this group. So that's wonderful. But I think, I need to shout for my tribe. And I feel that I see in my working practice, patients being vulnerable to COVID, and so it's great that they're being on the list for boosters. But we're seeing healthcare staff who are affected by COVID and service deliveries impacted by that. And the other aspect I would also say is that it's important that our healthcare environment is safe for patients to come into. Mm. And if the staff are vaccinated, that transformed things in January, February of this year in terms of delivery of care and safety of care in our hospitals. And I'm just concerned that our vaccination is wearing off now, because we were vaccinated a long time ago, and that our system, you know, we need that level of service delivery and service safety that will come with boosters for staff. Can I just go back to something you were talking about just before I came online about restaurants, sure, and vaccination shirts, sure, and that. So an economics paper came out last month, and it showed that the better you control COVID in a society, the less impact it has financially on that society. When they looked at stock markets and COVID-related deaths, so the better the society performed in terms of COVID protection, the better the economy did. And so for the restaurants and that, we all need the restaurants to stay open and for life to get back to normal again. And the more adherence there is to these guidelines of vaccination certs, the safer it is for people to feel that they can come to restaurants, the safer it is for the staff in the restaurants. The more people will attend, the better, the more vibrant the system will be, and the more sustainable it will be. So these certs are there to protect everybody, including the staff in the restaurant, but also to protect the economy and to protect their jobs. So I would agree with the comments made that about requesting, why wasn't the cert asked for? Because if it's not asked for, it means that we're vulnerable, and it means that people are less likely to use the services. It means that the economic impact on that business is likely to be greater and longer than it should be. So these systems are in place to protect. And the second shout out I'd also give is that for people who we're still seeing people coming who need chemotherapy who haven't been vaccinated, who are newly diagnosed with cancer. And I would encourage people who are listening today who haven't been vaccinated to think and reflect, is this a good idea? I'm conscious that when people go on social media, a lot of the times they're going down a track of an algorithm which reinforces whatever belief they started off with.
Yeah.
And we can all become victims of that boxed in algorithms that reinforce what
you'll find what you want to find is what it.
You find what you want to find. You associate with people who are like you. But we're still seeing tremendous suffering in our community as a result of COVID-19. If people aren't vaccinated, they protect themselves and they protect others by being vaccinated, and they protect their family. They protect society. So I would encourage those who are sitting on the fence, the services are there to get vaccinated. It's free of charge. It has transformed our society in the last 6 months, and will keep us safe. And you know, because it's going to be another 2 or 3 years of where COVID impacts things. Global vaccination won't complete till 2023.
You made the point of the fragility of the health service, and can you imagine how fragile and how much trouble we'd be in now if we didn't have the level of vaccination that we do have?
And enormous.
Yeah. Just to put something to you that's come in on the phone, Professor, someone that a listener looks after, a friend of hers, was due for a breast check last year.
Yes.
But was told she'd be called October 21. The call never came. She then contacted them and they said they'd get back to her. They said it was too late now because she'd reached 70. Should she be worried about that? She is worried, and so is the person who called us.
I mean, the guidelines are for breast check to stop at 70, and it may be that someone could, you know, that her GP, she could liaise with her GP and maybe contact the local breast service to get a final mammogram done. I mean, that would be my feeling about it, listening to the conversation today. I think there would be security in having that final mammogram performed. Yeah. That would be my feeling.
People who would have aged out, if you want, of breast check, they would be very concerned. And I think there'd be a lot of people, lastly, Professor, who would be concerned, who were waiting for scans and waiting for tests. And could you address those for a moment? You are, and your staff are, doing your level best to catch up, are you not?
Yes, because if you have to have a catch up, because if you don't have a catch up, the impact of all that's gone on for the last 18 months will continue and get worse. So unless you have a catch up strategy, then the worsened cancer outcomes that occur, that will have occurred because of the delays will perpetuate. So you need a catch up strategy. But yes, everybody is. We're very conscious of this, and that's why it's important for COVID to remain suppressed in our society. I mean, I know that people have talked about the fact that our ICU capacity is still, there's still capacity in our ICU system, but there's a huge opportunity cost to the volume of COVID illness in our ICUs. Each ICU bed requires 9 nurses to staff, you know, 9 specialist nurses, highly trained. And those are, you know, when you divert one service to COVID, then you take from other services like elective cancer surgery, like hip operations, like cataract surgeries, etc. So the more we can control COVID in our society, the more people that are vaccinated, the less COVID will have an impact on our health service, and the better we'll be able to catch up with this, with all of the disruption that has occurred in the last 18 months. And I think that there's an awful lot of suffering out there with people on waiting lists and hip replacements and cataract operations that have been deferred or delayed. So the more we control COVID in the community by adhering to these guidelines that we have in terms of certificates, et cetera, and vaccination, the better it will be for our communities.
All right. Greatly appreciate you, as always, giving time to the Opinion Line. Professor Seamus O'Reilly, oncologist at CUH.